Our mission here on the Sports Free Agent podcast is to connect people with their first or next opportunity within the sports industry. We challenge the normal. Think of this as a new resume, a podcast episode which provides insight into individuals on their values, experiences, and insight into who they really are. We challenge the normal way of doing a job search and hiring process. We're building a database to showcase your future star employee on our website at www.sportsisajob.com. We flip the roles, so no longer do people get lost in the search, but they get found. Welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast. I have a new guest today, so please introduce yourself to everyone who's listening.
Hi, I'm Ben Steiner. Thanks so much for having me today. I'm actually from Canada, but I am a dual citizen. I'm studying sports media at Ryerson University, but I've grown up in Vancouver on the West Coast.
Awesome. Now, this one relates to what you just said, but so what is your current position right now in sports in the sports industry, and what are you studying in school, and what school are you at?
So I'm at Ryerson, which is a decent-sized university in downtown Toronto. Our main building is actually the former Maple Leaf Gardens, where the Maple Leafs won countless Stanley Cups back before 1967 when they were a successful hockey team. And so I've been broadcasting over the same broadcast booth as Foster Hewitt used to as part of some of my classes. Other than that, I've grown up in Vancouver. I moved to Toronto for school. The program is a sports media program. So it's a four-year BA, and we're learning everything there is to know about sports media, whether it's producing, writing, broadcasting. It kind of covers it all, and in the later years, we can kind of focus off. And aside from that, I also manage 49 Sports, which is Canada's largest university sports website. We have writers across the country, writers and designers, covering U Sports, which is our version of the NCAA.
So I want to focus on what you're majoring in first. So I guess, is there a favorite class that you have in your studies at Ryerson at all?
My favorite class this year was unfortunately cut short, but it was a single cam TV production lab where we were getting into broadcasting, and broadcasting is sort of my end goal. I was one of the voices of the Ryerson Rams men's hockey and women's hockey teams this year. And so being able to do that in an academic setting was also really nice. And some of our teachers are actually producers at CBC, which is our version of, I guess, ABC. And they broadcast Hockey Night in Canada every week. And so he's producing Hockey Night in Canada shows, and then he's coming into class to teach us how to do that. And so he gave me a lot of feedback that I even put in some of my extracurricular stuff, broadcasting the school's games. Another class would be sport theory, or sport media theory. That was taught by somebody who used to work at TSN, actually, a Ryerson graduate, and kind of covered everything that the sport media does, mm-hmm. and looked at it sort of through a media studies lens and sort of why they do it. So everything from the sexualization of women's sports that is unnecessary, or how amateur sports isn't treated equally to professional sports and how that's changed over the years. So we kind of took a look at everything there is in the sports media complex through that class, which was pretty interesting.
Well, it sounds like you've been getting pretty good experience from even like what you're doing and all the professors you get to work with, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool program. It was my dream program ever since I heard of it. It only launched in 2015, I believe. And already some of the grads are working for various broadcasting companies around Canada. And some of the grads are also like in the States, not from the sport media program, but from the radio and television arts program. It's a DAZN guy on the baseball, and then Verk, that's who it is. He who hosts DAZN's baseball and soccer broadcasts, he's an RTA grad from Ryerson, as well as a bunch of different broadcasters, both SiriusXM, Steve Koulias, NHL Hockey Tonight, and a lot of TSN, CBC, and Sportsnet guys in Canada are all from Ryerson.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
So now I wanted to talk about your website that you have. It's 49sport.com. You have a team of 20 writers that cover Canadian college athletics as well as NCAA sports. So can you tell me more about that, as in like why you wanted to do this and how big it grew and like how fast it grew?
So we started the site in September. It was with David Siss, who's managing editor of the Puck Authority, a hockey website that you might have heard of. And then as well as Alyssa Morrison. She's actually from the U.S. She's from Baltimore, and she kind of helped start off with all the design stuff. Mm-hmm. And our idea sort of came through. There was nobody covering Canadian collegiate sports, or as we call them, north of the border, university sports. It's not as big as the NCAA. The athletes are students first, athletes second. They all finish their degrees. There's no leaving after 2 years to be drafted into the NFL. There's no leaving after 2 years to be drafted into the NHL. It's you finish your degree. The actual terminology used in the U Sports Style Guide is student athlete. They're not athletes, they're student athletes, which is something I don't think we see in the States. But there was nobody covering that. And so we figured there must be people who want to. And so far, there have been. And so we've been able to get a bunch of readers from countrywide. We've brought on correspondents in nearly every province at about 10 schools, writing and designing. And it's kind of just exploded, anything more than I could have imagined when I started off in mid-September.
That's really cool. I used to play college soccer at University of Minnesota Crookston. That's how Kobe and I met. And every year we would make a trip up to Winnipeg, and we played, I believe, the University of Manitoba. Are those the Buffalo?
Bisons.
The Bisons. Yeah. And I remember, like, we're playing here, and they're pretty good for, like, a women's soccer program. And a couple of the Canadian national team players played there before. And I'm like, and their campus is, like, amazing. I don't know if you've been there, but
I haven't been to the University of Minnesota, but I know Desiree Scott. She was with the she's with the Canadian national team now. She's playing in the NWSL, I mm-hmm. believe, for Kansas City. But she came through the University of Minnesota, or Manitoba. A lot of players have come out of U Sports who made an impact on the international stage.
Yeah, no, and I think that's a really great thing you get to do. And how often does it do Canadian collegiate athletes go on to play professional sports?
So it kind of breaks down into a few different sports. For soccer, there hasn't really been an option until a couple of years ago, where we actually launched our own domestic league. So there's Major League Soccer, Minnesota United, and your neck of the woods, mm-hmm. Vancouver Whitecaps up here. But we actually launched the Canadian Premier League, which is only in Canada and could actually be one of the first leagues that comes back on TV before this pandemic is done in the States, because Canada is handling it a little bit better than the US. But the CPL actually drafts from U Sports. It's not a 6-round draft. It's a 12-person draft for 7 teams in the league. And some of the talents that have come out of the draft have already impacted on the professional game that's pretty fresh in Canada. We literally have teams from the farthest reaches of the West Coast, from Vancouver Island, to the farthest reaches of the East Coast in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And so in soccer, a lot of guys are starting to go professionally. Hockey is a bit of a different story. Most of the players who are playing in U Sports, they come from junior hockey programs. Mm-hmm. And so you're talking WHL, CHL, or CHL, which includes WHL, OHL, and QMJHL. And they're going to U Sports after not being able to get drafted, or they were drafted and they weren't good enough to kind of make an impact in the NHL. And so they go to U Sports, they play 3 or 4 years, and then a lot of them will go to either the ECHL, a few will go to Europe. Just this week, 2 players from Ontario, one from Ottawa, one from Brock University, signed with the Amiens Gothics, in the French Professional League. And then a lot of guys will go to the ECHL. And then a couple actually do make the NHL. Joel Ward used to play with the University of Prince Edward Island, and Derek Ryan spent some time at the University of Alberta.
Oh, that's awesome. I got pretty excited seeing that you are the voice of the Rice and Rams hockey team, just because growing up in the Minneapolis area, I would go to Gopher hockey games every weekend with my mom and my dad and my grandpa. Since you are the voice, how did you get into hockey play-by-play?
Hockey play-by-play, I don't really know how I initially got into it. I got my first kind of gig with the University of British Columbia right here. I was covering their games for a smaller site back then called Sportswave, and I had shown some interest in doing some broadcasting, and eventually they said, "Hey Ben, do you want to hike for a women's hockey game?" So I called that game. It didn't go great, but I knew that it was something I wanted to get better at. Mm-hmm. I got another gig doing some BC soccer stuff, and that was that really taught me a lesson in preparation. I wasn't prepared. I didn't tell the story of the players as well as I wanted. I focused that broadcast around myself, and that was a big lesson I learned, was how not to broadcast. I already had some experience, and I was able to join this team of probably five guys who called around 30 games this year. And I provided color commentary and play-by-play on a few of the games. Of course, it's my first year, so some of the other guys have more experience than I did and got a few more games under their belts. But I still felt like I developed as a broadcaster this year and sort of started to carve out a niche of knowledge, because a lot of the guys, they don't follow university sports. And so they don't know all the other teams as well as I might have. And so when I was writing for 49, building this network, as well as commentating on university sports, I offered something to the broadcast that I don't think the other broadcasters really could.
I really like how you brought up that, you know, you recognize that you failed at the beginning, because I don't think a lot of people have the confidence to say that. And especially because you mentioned that and how much you've grown and gotten a lot better at something you want to do potentially in the future. I know for me that's I've failed so many times, and, you know, instead of trying to push it away and hide from it, like, you know, I take it and I turn it into a lesson. So I really like how you brought that up. So since you are the voice of the Rams, are there any favorite moments that you have being with them at all this past year?
So this past year was a bit of an up and down year for the Rams hockey team. The men's team has never actually made it past the second round of the playoffs in the last 10 years. And then even before that, before their realignment happened, they haven't actually made it past the sort of semifinal stage since 1961. So it's been a long time, and they finished second in the conference this year, and they were taking on the eighth place team, the University of Western Ontario Mustangs. And it looked like they were going to win. Like, they should walk all over this team, right? It came down to the third game. Ryerson was winning last minute. Western tied it up. And I remember I was on color commentary that game. My broadcast partner and I, Brandon Cassidy, who's now graduated the program and I was looking for a job in the OHL. We looked at each other. We both pressed down on our cough buttons, said some choice words that weren't good enough to go on air, and then got back to the broadcast. But it was a pretty shocking moment, and not necessarily a happy moment, but we had to bounce back and broadcast it, because the story of the eighth place seed Western Mustangs taking down the second place team was a story that needed to be told to its full potential.
Definitely, definitely. What was the reasoning that you wanted to get into broadcast media? I guess, and specifically in sport as well.
I always found sports media cool. I know that's a bit of a kind of plain answer, but I've been interested in it since I was little. I was actually the Vancouver Sun, which is the local paper here. I was their kind of reporter for a day when I was 9 years old. And that's when I first started kind of getting exposed to sports media. I got to cover a Canucks practice and go to the game in the press box. And funny enough, a few years later, I was there as an accredited media member for Vancouver Canucks and Vancouver Warriors National Lacrosse League games that play in the same arena. Broadcasting, it's much harder to get into than writing, because you can't totally make your own opportunity. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm actually simulating a tournament for some other people on NHL 20, and I'm providing the commentary on it. So every night, I'm broadcasting like half an hour games.
That's really cool.
So I guess that's an opportunity I sort of made for myself. But I didn't really see any other opportunity unless I kind of scraped one out doing other stuff. And broadcasting was something I knew I wanted to do. So I wrote and wrote and wrote and podcasted like we're doing here. And eventually I found myself behind a mic of a hockey game.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool, especially like in times like this, you know, where there's literally no sports going on, and even like esports doing something like that, like that's still an opportunity to make yourself better. So in 10 years, where do you see yourself, and do you have any goals in mind for the future?
So that's a question that you would think is a sort of plain question, but it's actually one that I've been asked a ton of times, and I don't know the answer, because I love everything. I love broadcasting. I love writing. I love interviewing. I love radio. I even love producing and video editing. And photography as well. There's really not one thing that I want to specialize in the moment. And Of course, I know that eventually I will have to specialize and become good at one thing. But right now, I'm just doing everything I can to be the best possible photographer, best possible broadcaster, best possible writer I possibly can be. And so when I'm in 10 years, as I say, I'm happy to be in any position that pays me to cover sports.
Awesome. So for the people who are listening and those who are interested in contacting you, where can they connect with you on social media and other platforms?
So on Twitter, I'm at BenSteiner00. On Instagram, I am Benny_Steins. That's pretty much all the social medias I've got, other than the website, of course, which is 49 and then -sport.com. So 49-sport.com. And you can find everything you need to know about Canadian University sports on that website.
Great. So if you're a hiring manager or a sports organization looking to relay an opportunity that you have, or you're a sports free agent looking for your next opportunity, please visit us at www.sportsisajob.com and you'll find our database of future industry sport leaders.